love Am Yisrael. It's something that makes all of the dinim canceled. And it's written in Chazal that if you see people that are sinning, you should not fight with them. Couple of parents that don't have kids, simple people, not geniuses, not righteous people. But in the house you hear what an amazing love there is between them. One is honoring the other. And they're helping each other, even though they don't have kids. Those parents, they're going to have a world to come for sure. Heaven. They have heaven in this world also. They have love and confidence, and they're happy in their house. But a different couple, that they have genius kids, much genius. And they're so successful. They have everything that they want. They're very careful in keeping the mitzvot. But between people, one with the friend, with each other, they're arguing and fighting. Envious and hate. You know, a lot of stories that happens in houses. Everyone knows what's going on. Which hell those kids have? Which hell they have? Now you can understand it. If there is love between us, Rabbeinu explained that thing in a very deep way. He said, like the Rav said before, that by the peace that's in the generation, the faith is coming. According to the peace, the faith is coming. One is talking to his friend, so in the end they're clarifying the truth. Because they're listening to each other, they have peace between them, they can listen to each other. This is a city, this city now. This is that rabbi, he's throwing it, he cannot hear the message in that city. Rabbeinu is writing it very clearly. That the salvation is according to the peace that's in the generation also. But also like we explained by Pshat, because the Hashem is happy. Alright, even that person is not doing tshuva because of that city, because of the message that he received. Just the fact that he loves his friends and they have peace between them, he's quiet. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu have also quiet and he's happy. The main thing is between people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot bear the fact that people makes other Jew sad, sorry. Everyone that have the shape of Hashem Yitbarach cannot feel that sorrow to make another Jew sorry, Chas V'Shalom. Like I told you, all of our face, I'm very sorry to say, our face are not beautiful at all, not pretty at all. Our face is not pretty at all. Why? Because the Gemara is saying, who is the one that we call a man? What is the test that the person is going to receive the paper that he is a man? That it's comfortable for him, for that man, to push himself into the fire, that he will not insult his friend in public. He feels sorrow, huge sorrow, to insult someone else. You see someone that someone is embarrassing him, you feel sorrow, you feel mamash, horrible sorrow. Someone is insulting a Jew. Why our face are not pretty? Because like that I told you, the separation that people are calling it communication, they're calling themselves communication, but actually it's separation, creating separation between Am Yisrael. It's horrible what that goes on in our generation. Let's say that really a Jew made a sin. Really, he sinned. He made an avera. And there is two witness, kosher witnesses, really. What's the judgment? He's going to the Beit Din. Alright, go to the court, not to Beit Din. In the court, they're going to judge him. And they're going to give him the punishment that he deserved. But where we found that permission to publish the name of that person in the television, in the radio, in the internet, in Facebook, in the papers, to slaughter him million times a second, his wife and his kids, to slaughter them, to insult them. Where you found the permission for that? How can a person suffer that shame of other Jews? The Rav Kook that's going to leave Shlita, he said, there is Jews that they don't familiar with Breslev. They can hear about the rabbi of Breslev, horrible things, and they can believe. But Hasid Breslev, that they enjoyed from that rabbi, on them there is horrible judgment if they're accepting the Lashon Hara. He said it in a very horrible, strong way. You're happy that someone was falling? And everyone are waiting, yeah, that rabbi he failed, that rabbi he failed. We accepted, we received so much from a certain rabbi. So, on him we're happy that he fell, Chas Shalom. So really the truth, what can I tell you? Our faces are not pretty. The truth is that our faces are not pretty at all. I just want to cry. This is the truth. I want to cry. Our faces are not pretty at all. We lost the shape of Hashem, all of us. Rav is crying. Really, we lost the shape of the face of Hashem. We lost the figure of Hashem. Not only that, that how can you not feel the sorrow of a Jew to see other Jew that is suffering? A Jew, he is a person that should feel more satisfied and enjoy to throw himself to the fire. Are you allowed to enjoy to hear a bizayon on a Jew? If you're a human being, you feel the pain. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he feels painful in blood of Jews that is pouring. He feels the pain. And this is the reason, the main reason why we're not allowed to have no connection to all kinds of communication. It's separation, but I want to say separation, but I don't have a choice. I want that people going to understand what I'm saying, so I'm saying communication. And not allowed to have no connection. This is only the main thing. I said a huge chidush on that, that the Yetzer Hara, this is it. He stopped working. He stopped working. He took a vacation. Pensia. This is it. Stopped working. Why? Why he stopped working? There is someone that is working for him. He rent a hall, a band, and he's just sitting and eating and drinking the Yetzer Hara. If he would work 24 without breathing 1 second, he wouldn't do what that separation are doing. He don't have. He can do that. He doesn't have that ability. If you're going to work, he's going to come, talk to you. All right, then going to come, talk to you. How many are you going to achieve in one moment? But now he got that kli mashchit, a tool that is destroying and ruin. And they're doing the job for him. And they're doing everything for him. Only on Hotza'at Diba, saying bad things on people. And I'm not talking about the rest of the hell that it contains. Even only on Hotza'at Diba, saying bad things on people, on Jews. Where there is a permission to hear bad things on Jews, to hear the radio, to read papers, newspapers, where you found the permission for that? Where? Where you found that permission? What is that thing? Our faces are not pretty at all. This is why we should stay away. Oi to a person that have iPhone. Oi to him and oi to his soul. I said it. That what the Tanaim said, that they don't want to come in the time of Mashiach because that they saw the internet and Facebook. Just because of that. what that Rabbeinu said, that only a few are going to hold with faith because he saw the internet and the Facebook. Just on me they read, they wrote on me in the internet two articles that contradict each other. Go argue with him now, go fight with him. You heard from me a lot of shiurim that you heard, and they wrote that he is, Rav Shalom is against his rabbi. No, and Mamash, you can believe to everything. Hatred between brothers, what's the problem to make hatred between brothers? Said that Esav hates Yaakov, and then tell the other that Yaakov he hates Esav, and this is it, and you ruined. And you're writing it, not one of them. If people would write, all of the tikshoret would say the classes, the gemachim, the good things. Someone came to me in the third Seuda in Shabbos, someone that was very sick in a certain disease. He made 6 hours at Bodedut on a certain sickness. Tell that to other people, to do 6 hours in Bodedut, to see miracles, and they're going to tell their miracles. That one made 6 hours, that one he was learning Gemara a few hours and didn't stop. This is the tikshoret. It's going to increase the love between Am Yisrael. This is communication. This is communication. That everyone going to say, let's daven all together, let's do this, let's do that, let's learn Mishnayot and Yaakov, let's say Mishnayot, let's do this. Going to create love. All of Am Yisrael now hears, all right, let's do things together. It's wonderful. You can use it. It's a wonderful tool. Huge, wonderful things we can achieve by that, if it was the communication. But now it's separation, not communication. This is why, like we said, that with our horrible sorrow, we're not allowed to agree to that thing. How can a person be not to feel the sorrow when someone's a Jew is being insulted so much? The Gemara is saying about Rav Shimon ben Shatach that he saw a Jew that was running after his friend with a knife. He saw him, and after it he saw that person dead and the other one holding the knife in his hand. So who slaughtered him? Who killed him? Maybe he slaughtered himself and gave him the knife. You don't have that option. Who killed him? Maybe, who you saying? You have a different svara, a different shita assumption? It's obvious that he killed him. But what can he do? He said, what can I do that the halacha is not in my hand? I'm sorry, Moshe Rabbeinu, if you're going to come to Beit Din, I'm sorry, Moshe Rabbeinu, that I'm saying that. They're going to beat him with Malkot in Beit Din. I'm sorry, Moshe. You're an individual, you're alone, you're one witness. You cannot say a testimony. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that person to murder that person, and there will be no witnesses. This is Hashem's decision. And I'm not saying, also, on now I'm talking about something that happened about Rav Shimon ben Shatach. But here, with Lashon Hara, people are saying things with no kosher witnesses, and you don't know if it's the truth at all. Everyone that learned the Masechet Sanhedrin, he knows that you cannot say, I saw. They're investigating the witnesses and they're checking. They have to sign on it. It's almost impossible to find a kosher witness. Two witnesses that mamash can bring someone to a certain punishment. It's a huge way. But Hashem wants it to be like that. There is Torah. Hashem, He gave the Torah. He is leading the world. This is how Hashem wants. This is why we're not allowed. How can a person, and it's not end, people are keep on talking, what are you saying? What do you think? What's your opinion? Who cares what his opinion? We feel the pain that you make a Jew feel sorry, even just a regular Jew. And even more so if someone that made favors for you, someone that we enjoyed for him, and we'll keep on enjoying him. All of the path to Uman is open. But even a regular Jew that no one knows, it's hurting what they're doing to him. Not once those people, they lost their lives. If they don't have powers of faith, they're losing their lives because of that. This is it. What they're going to do? Where they're going to go? Every place that he's going, oh, it's you, you're being erased. This is it. Where he can live? He should go to the moon, maybe, to start his life over. So what are we learning from all of that? That we have... Rabbeinu said, the world is going to be impressed from the love that is going to be between you. Why? Because it's for sure that everyone is different from his friend. But why people are going to be amazed? Because if everyone are looking the same, so for sure that everyone loves each other. They're the same. But everyone is so different than the other. Everyone have other will and desires, and he's attracted to something else. To do, one is different than the other. And even though they love each other, that his will is dragging him to learn, and the other one just want to daven, and everyone are burning to Hashem Yitbarach, and everyone is different. But even though that you're very different, you're going to have love. In my eyes I saw love that I never saw in my life, between two big, huge, Gdole Breslev, Rabbi Lev Yitzchak Bender and Rabbi Shmuel Shapira. Both of them are two different directions, totally. Two different directions. But which huge love there was between them. The world is going to be amazed from a love like that. Even though that Rabbi Shmuel Shapira was so light to Hashem, hours, days and night, crying in the fields from night to night, weeks and days and nights, and screaming until the blood comes out from his throat. And Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender was keeping his time, always, all day long, sitting on his stand there, learning Torah Kedosha. Which huge love there was between them. When Rabbi Shmuel Shapira passed away, Rabbi Lev Yitzchak Bender said, I cannot stay in the world anymore. After 1 month, he passed away also. Huge love was between those two friends, two shepherds of Am Yisrael. Why? The world is going to be amazed because of the love that's going to be between you, Rabbeinu said. Here, that we're together, which love we should have here? We should develop love here. Love. It's going to open the gates of learning if we're going to develop love. Love, simple love, to develop love, to help each other, to daven on each other, to be really, to help with the limud of the Holy Torah, to help each other, waking up in the morning. Oh Hashem, me, years I was going and knocking on doors of people. And I wouldn't say, he would tell me, yeah, I woke up. I say, no, I'm waiting until you're going to come out. I'm waiting outside. I knew the Yetzirah. Years, here in Beit Israel, I was walking and knocking on doors. When you came to the yeshiva, it was after a lot of years. It's a lot. Now it's harder for me. But I was doing it for years. I was knocking, waking up people. I know that it's hard for him to wake up. Hashem gave me that ability to wake up. I can help my friend that he's going to wake up. All of the work that he's going to have in the world, all of the gain of his avodah, it's yours. It's for you. Me, Baruch Hashem, I never thought about the gain. But if he's waking up late, all of the day he's in depression. Go wake up the person, help him. It took me a lot of hours. It was taking me a long time every day to go to this house, to that house. It would take me a long time. But what can I do? All that. Alright, you're going to serve Hashem alone, you're going to be a tzaddik alone, you're going to be a Talmid Chacham alone. The main thing is to help each other. And the main thing is to our kids. As much as I'm busy, very busy, I'm very, very busy. I'm trying to learn with my kids and to talk with my kids. My boy said, we need to invest time for the kids. Have to invest time with them. To love the creatures, your kids and your wife, they're also creatures. Love of Am Yisrael, your kids are also Am Yisrael. Look in your ID that they're also Jews. It's written on them that they're Jews. In your Tudat Zehut. It's a chidush, huh? The Jews, the wife, they're also Israelis. People are not investing with their kids. And the second thing that causes love for Am Yisrael is distribution. The one that loves Am Yisrael, he's going and doing hafatza. There is avrechim that going in Mesirut Nefesh. How many people they brought to the Kedusha? How many people? You learned until 5. Ashrecha, wonderful. But if you're going to learn until 9, until 10, so what's going to be with the rest of Am Yisrael? You're going to be the only one that's going to learn. Moshe Tzarfati told me that he's standing in the Kotel HaMaravi. He's standing a few hours. But he's standing. It's very hard for him, but he's standing. One Jew came to him in the Kotel HaMaravi, told him, look at me. What do you see? Told him, I see Jews. People are coming to the Kotel. He told him, but tell me, there is a real Jew here? He's asking him. So Moshe didn't know what to answer him. So he told him, you're the only one that is real. Because for you, it's not only enough for come to Daven, you're also going out to Am Yisrael. A real Jew here in the only real Jew here in the Kotel HaMaravi, it's you. So Moshe told him, you are right. And Rav Shalom is saying, I agree with him also. Everyone is going and davening, doing it by the dude. What's going to be with the rest of Am Yisrael? All right, so cannot do it daily. But once a week minimum, we're talking about love to Am Yisrael. Rabbeinu said, why are you a dry trees? Why are you not making fruits? How there is so many Baal HaTshuva here? Because I was running in this land. I came to this city, to that city. How you all came here? Because I was running. How it happened? How it happened? Because someone was running for all of that. There is nothing that is happening in this world without someone that is running. Nothing is happening alone. We're talking about Ahavat Israel. This is love for Am Israel. Everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu is stopping the salvation, that maybe another one going to do tshuva. Just for that he's keeping the salvation. The Geulah could come just now. I'm telling you, I'm not reducing. I'm not overreacting, I say, magzim.
Exaggerating.
The salvation can come that moment, now. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stopping it, holding it, that we're going to distribute more. That another Jew is going to have mercy in his life. Another Jew is going to start doing Sha'id Bodedut. Going to learn Torah HaKadosha. Going to work on his guarding his eyes. Another Jew is going to do half an hour on a certain subject. This is why Hashem is stopping the salvation from coming. Who is a real Jew? Someone that is not working only for himself, also that he's doing for Am Yisrael, that he's going to keep what that he's learning. You should love Hashem Yitbarach. What it means that you love Hashem? That you love His sons. And also that people start to love Hashem because of you. To share that information that we're learning, to know Hashem, to love Hashem. You should teach it that people are going to love Hashem because of you. This is what that shows, that you really love Hashem. Everyone. Before that person came to him, Moshe had thoughts. I'm 60, I need to stand here in the Kotel HaMa'aravi, to stand every day, what's going to be with me? He had bad thoughts, and then that Jew came to him and told him, who is a Jew here? Told him, you're the only Jew here in the Kotel HaMa'aravi. You can see eye to eye, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supervising. He had thoughts, bad thoughts, what's going to be with me? Here I'm standing, but should I continue? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rav Shalom said, I bless you that you're going to be there until 120, doing the same thing. Love for Am Yisrael, to love Hashem Yitbarach, is what it calls love. Hashem illuminated that in my heart, a certain wonderful wisdom, very wonderful, on the conversation that Rabbeinu wrote in Torah Kuf Yud Tet in the second part, 119. Everyone are saying that there is a world to come and there is this world. On the world to come, we believe that it exists. But can it be that there is this world somewhere? Because here, it looks like that it's hell. Hashem illuminated a certain wonderful wisdom on that conversation. That's simple, and just understand it by pshat, that this is hell. This is hell. Why? Because in hell, in higher hell, it contains only fire and snow and ice. But there is a lot of punishments that you cannot punish over there. A certain Jew told me that he was getting beaten by his parents all of his life when he was a child. And last Sunday, he drove me to a class, to a shiur. He told me that his parents would beat him viciously, horrible, from his father and his mother, rebukes, and still their parents are alive. He doesn't learn in the yeshiva, so I can tell that story. And in Monday I had my itbodedut, and then I realized that really this world is hell. There is punishments that you cannot give them in hell. You burn the person, this is it, finish the story. But punishment that someone gonna beat him for tens of years, it's gonna be here only in this world. Everything that people are going through in this world, this is hell. This is punishments. And here the hell is harder than the world to come. Why? Because here you have a free choice. In hell you don't have a free choice. They're burning you. So okay, burn me, what can I do? You don't have nothing to do. When you don't have a choice, the pain is small. Well, you have a strong pain when you have a free choice. And he's thinking, no, it's my father, why it's happening, it's my mother. No, it's my wife, it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you have a free choice, so the suffering is a lot harder. Suffering is harder. And he's blaming himself, maybe it's me, maybe I was wrong. It's hell. Make a long story short, it's hell. What there is to do in this hell? Only to do tshuva. If you're going to have the merit, he's going to learn the books and the cities, he's going to do tshuva. But if not, he's just going to stay here in hell. He's just going to suffer. He's going to do tshuva, he's going to come out from hell. But if you're not going to do tshuva, he's going to stay in hell. The hell in the world to come is easy. You don't have no choice. They're burning you and this is it. What can you do? Where is the real hell when you have a free choice? There is kinds of hell in this world that you cannot pass them. If the kids are not listening to you, kids are doing whatever they want. It's hell that you cannot be punished in the world to come. But it's deserved to you because you've done it to your parents. So now you're taking the books and the CDs and you understand that you need to do tshuva on that. And you're not blaming your wife, and you're not blaming no one, because you know that you deserve that punishment. Why? We don't know. We just believe that Hashem is tzaddik, and is righteous, and he doesn't have no mistakes. You're suffering from your wife, from your kids. You deserve that hell. Where are you going to run to? You're going to run to the tshuva. this is the only place to hide. And if not, you're going to suffer a lot more. Because you're stupid, because you cannot see that it's all Hashem. So you're suffering more. It becomes to be worse. When a person understands, realizes that it's from Hashem and it's all for a good reason, he lives in a wonderful feeling that it's all happening from Hashem. When he knows that it's all coming from a good reason, he lives like he lives in the world to come, like Rabbeinu is writing in Likutei Moharan. He starts to say thank you, to do tshuva. He's learning from it things. I was driving with that Jew on Sunday. He was saying, 2-3 hours, I was suffering. He was telling me stories. I felt sorrow from him and I was davening on him. But it was very hard for me to hear. And I said to myself, that suffering that I need to hear him for 2-3 hours talking about his suffering, it's for sure I deserve those suffering to hear him crying and complaining for 2-3 hours. And Rav Shalom said, when I realized that, he said it helped me to realize that this world is hell. And you need to pay. And this was my payment, and this was his payment. Punishment. This world is hell. And you cannot pass the suffering of this world to hell in the world to come. In the world to come, burning the person, and this is it. So are you going to be burned, and this is it. So this is why Rabbeinu said that it's better that the person going to say that it's better to insist and to stay in the world to come, to find all your punishments in the world to come, than to come again in a different lifetime, in different Gilgul, to this world. He said, because over there it's going to be easier. Here you don't know what you're going to get. Over there it's going to be fire. Okay, fire, you know. And when you don't have a free choice, it's a lot easier. You can scream and this is it. But the difficulty is when you have a free choice. This is the main difficulty. I'm not going to explain to you all kinds of hell that there is in this world. Of Shalom Bayit and... Only here in this world you can realize, to understand this hell. Only someone that is having that merit to run, to hide in our books, he can escape that hell, the hell of this world. I have something to fight with Hashem. I'm going to fight with my wife. It means that I'm going to fight with Hashem. You have problems with Hashem, go to Hashem. Go to the field. There is no suffering without a sin. Like we explained, I thought today to talk on that point, how we're going to create this place that in this summer we're going to get stronger in the limud of the Holy Torah. That it's a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us to be in the Beit HaMidrash, to deal, to learn Torah HaKadoshah. We live in heaven. Really, we live in heaven. Everyone that is sitting and learning here, he lives in heaven. This is heaven. To see, to learn, and to learn Torah with love, to daven on it. To put your wisdom and your heart in the Torah. It's a healing. It's a cure. Rabbi Lev Yitzchak Bender told me that. He told me a person is learning Gemara, it's a refuah shlema. It's a complete health. Learns Mishnayot, it's a complete health. Learns Halakha, it's a complete health. Learns Shulchan Aruch, it's a complete health. I was sitting in the bus stop close to the Kotel HaMaravi to come back. He was going in the bus to the Kotel HaMaravi. We sat and we talked. I told him, maybe I'm going to learn only books of Rabbeinu. He told me, Chas Shalom, it's not allowed. I didn't really want it. I just wanted to ask him that question. I want to hear his answer. He told me, Gemara it's refuah shlema, Mishnayot it's refuah shlema. 1 hour a day, learn books of Rabbeinu. Half an hour, 1 hour. All day long to learn Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, learning on the Holy Torah, sitting on the Holy Torah. And that subject of the boys, I'm asking them, everyone, look at your kids, supervise, sit with your kids, check them. To ask, what are you learning? To test them, to talk to them, to bring them closer. conversations out of love. My lovely son, nice prayer, what's going on? What are you doing? He's going to continue davening like that he is. But those words are entering, they're getting inside. It's going to take a while until you're going to see results. But you said those words with time. Second thing, it's hafatza. Distribute the books and CDs. Everyone gonna see everything that he wants to. Someone asked me, Shimon Amar asked me, why that subject, that in the Omer there is judgments, dinim in the Omer. So I answered to him. Everyone is preparing himself to accept the Holy Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expecting that everyone gonna understand what's the main preparation to prepare yourself. It's between people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah and Am Yisrael are one thing. You're saying, I'm going to prepare myself because I'm learning Torah and I'm going to hate Am Yisrael, Chas Shalom. You cannot. You cannot understand the Torah if you're separated from Am Yisrael. You cannot separate the Torah from Am Yisrael. It's one thing. This is why you have to come as one person with one heart to accept the Torah. You want in Shavuot to accept the Torah? You have to come with love to Am Yisrael, to be united to all of Am Yisrael. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that in all of those days of Omer, you're going to have a lot of judgments, that you're going to wake up to realize why you have judgments, because you don't love Am Yisrael. What's the main preparation? Is to love Am Yisrael. Or you haven't woke up, so now you're going to have those judgments. This is why every year and year, this is the time that of payback on the things that between people. We need to decide that we're working on Ahavat Israel, to daven on Am Israel daily. And to learn and to distribute, to get stronger sitting with the kids. Told me that someone rebuked him in front of a lot of people. Rav Shalom is saying it's not allowed to rebuke, have to honor every Jew. I don't know what he's talking about. Someone wrote to him a certain note about something that happened in the yeshiva. I don't know. Have to be very careful on those subjects between people. Truly, we need to get stronger in Ahavat Israel, to love each other, to help each other. And if someone is suffering, he's got suffering in his life, have to get stronger in faith that it's all from heaven. It's not your parents, it's Hashem Yitbarach. I just need to do more tshuva, to know. There's nothing to do. We don't understand why Hashem is making it to be like it. He chosen that. He didn't choose that. To born in such a family. He didn't order that. In heaven they decided that you're going to suffer in that kind of suffering. We don't understand why. Someone is asking that Rav Berland asked that people are going to say Torah Ein, the Tehillim Ein Vav 76. Thank you, Hashem. Wish to have that merit, like we said. Don't think that guy that he was driving with me. I'm davening on him daily, every day, until I'm gonna see him. I'm gonna see his salvation. I told you, only love. From that day, I had my suffering, but after I made my tshuva, I started to daven him, and I'm davening on him. You hear the suffering of a person, you have to share with him. You have to be there for him. You hear him, and you're davening on him. A lot. Wish all to have the merit to daven and to daven and to go out, to get people stronger and stronger. Another important thing that I wanted to say about Mincha. Mincha, I told you that when I went closer, my rabbi, he was Rabbi Yaakov Mutzafi, he told me that to daven Mincha Gdola, it's only after the fact. When I was living in Moshav Chazon Yechezkel, there was over there only Mincha Gdola. So he told me even to go to another place that there is Mincha Ktana over there. And even though that I had to drive, I didn't have a car and I had to go in bicycles, I was driving to a different Moshav. He was davening Mincha Ktana. When I'm davening Mincha Gdola, once in few years that Erev Pesach is in Erev Shabbat, then you have to make the Mincha because of sacrifice of Tamid to be before of Ben Arbaim. So once in few years, but by the Kabbalah it's mamash after the fact, b'diavad gadol, huge after the fact. It's mamash, we don't. So that subject to daven late, minimum of the time of Mincha Ktana, it's ideally. And why always that the person going to have Mincha after the fact, b'diavad? You're learning in Yeshiva. And mainly here in the summer, that the day is long, you have time to daven until 7 or so. Why won't the person going to daven later? No, he wants to get rid of Mincha, so he's saying, alright, I'm going to daven early. It's better to daven Mincha Ktana later. And then, to daven in the time that you should daven. This is why, really, we have Mincha at 5. And if someone, it's hard for him, and needs to go to Afatza or something, go and daven somewhere else. Every place that I'm going to, every city, you have Bet Knesset in every city. Even if you're going to do Hafatzah, you can go and stop in a Bet Knesset and to do Mincha over there. Today there is Azkara of Rabbi Yaakov Yosef in Or HaChaim. Also Rav Ovadia Yosef is going to be there. There are going to come a lot of Gdolei Israel over there. So at 6 in Yeshiva Or HaChaim. Also can distribute the Hafatzah over there. He taught us here a few years, 13 years, 14 years, Rav Yaakov Yosef was teaching here. Thank you, that we're all going to have a merit, to have a wonderful life.